Dialectic's an organic process of growth and development. But before we can see dialectic as the pervasive, holistic process that Hegel describes, we need to step back to examine it in a bit more detail. Hegel gives many accounts of the rational pattern or dialectic to be found in positive or speculative reason. He frequently uses the term speculative method to refer to it. One of the most authoritative of his accounts is found at the end of a book entitled Logic. This forms the first part of the encyclopedia, where Hegel goes on to develop the ultimate concept in his system, the absolute idea. There are three steps in Hegel's dialectic: a beginning, an advance, and a resolution. The resolution's a return to the beginning. What was only implicit in the beginning becomes explicit in the outcome. Hegel was greatly influenced by the philosophy of Aristotle, especially his belief that as nature develops, it moves from potentiality to actuality. When Hegel speaks of a process moving from what's implicit at the beginning to what's explicit at the end, he's echoing Aristotle's distinction. Hegel outlines the beginning step of the dialectic as follows.
The several steps or stages of the speculative method are, first of all, the beginning, which is being. Being is the concept implicit.
Hegel says being has two sides. One is the immediate content of direct experience, hopes and fears, tables and chairs, so on. And the other is the implicit concept or rationality that being embodies. Hegel calls this implicit side the universal. In immediate experience, we see and sit in a chair. But when we think about chairs, the universal quality of chairness emerges. We recognize the rational organization that all chairs have in common. So immediate being begins in sensation and perception. It becomes universal being when it's analyzed and expressed in concepts.
When being means immediate being, the beginning is taken from sensation and perception, the initial stage in the analytical method of finite cognition or understanding. When being means universality, it is the beginning of the synthetic method or reason.
Hegel goes on to say that dialectical thinking is always both analytical and synthetical at the same time. In the analytic mode, philosophy accepts its object and watches its development as an onlooker. The object can, so to speak, have its own say in the matter. In the synthetic mode, philosophy apprehends both the being and the essence of the object. Philosophy knows it through the totality of relations in which the object stands to everything else. Following the beginning is the second stage of dialectic, the advance.
In this second stage, all the details about the object are brought out and expressed in concepts. If the beginning is the stage of the universal, the advance is the stage of the particular.
Here a factor emerges that's at the heart of Hegel's dialectic. He's fond of calling it contradiction. There's a tension between the universal and particular. They're not the same. The development of being and knowledge has led to this pair of opposites. This contradiction is the moving force of the dialectical process, whose task is to preserve the difference between them, yet also unify them. Consider Socrates. We encounter him first as a unity, a feature he shares with all other beings. Hegel calls this a universal. We then proceed to gain knowledge of Socrates, the facts about his life and work. The result is a set of particulars. We started with a unity, and now we have the opposite, a plurality or a many. Hegel claims that these opposites must be brought together. The universal and the particular are united in the individual. This move to the individual is the third step in dialectic, the resolution. We now grasp Socrates as that individual who is the unity of that unique set of particulars. We now know explicitly all that was implicit when we met Socrates. This example's a special case of the dynamic process that Hegel calls dialectic. And this rational pattern is the form of the entire system. As Hegel reminds us over and over, dialectic is not a form imposed by the thinker. It's the rational form of reality itself as it develops or becomes. In his words,
It thus appears that the method is not an extraneous form, but the soul and concept of the content.
Hegel says the dynamic in all growth is found in the way all things are opposed to other things. All things are rigorously distinguished from one another. Opposition stimulates things to overcome obstacles as they strive towards their goals. The acorn can become what it really is, an oak tree, only if it overcomes its hostile environment of barren soil and hungry squirrels. Hegel says dialectic has two sides. First, dialectic is the rational pattern that determines all growth in the world. Time is one example of this rational pattern. Second, dialectic is the logical form of reason as it grasps this rational pattern and sets it forth as a coherent system. Both sides are together. Reason, in nature, Hegel says, is the mirror of ourselves. Hegel's idea of dialectic becomes clearer when we look more closely at how understanding is related to reason. Hegel believes that understanding can't grasp organic growth, or what he calls becoming. Understanding sees the world through static and abstract concepts. It entirely misses the idea of living self-development. It considers everything only from the outside. The inner, opposed tendencies in life remain hidden. Speaking of what understanding does, Hegel says,
"We say, for instance, that man is mortal, and seem to think that the ground of his death is in external circumstances only. If this way of looking were correct, man would have two special properties, vitality and mortality. But the true view of the matter is that life as life involves the germ of death and involves its own self-suppression."
This is the best example of